When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
Welcome to High School Hoops, episode 104. Dribble Drive. Ooh, I like Dribble Drive. I use a hybrid of this. We're going to talk about that today. But before we do that, we're going to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the easiest machine. So I think my record for setting this up is like 27 seconds. Like, it's crazy easy to set up and break down. Unbelievably great as far as the resources and running it with your phone and all that. Mention Coach Unplugged to get $350 off. I call it the social distancing machine right now because you only need the machine in you. You don't need a friend to rebound for you. So mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Like I said last week, prices are going to be going up. I've backed up the bricks trunk to redo the website and to add content and to hire people and blah, blah, blah. As a result, I want to still be able to take my wife out to dinner, so I'm going to increase the prices. I'd rather have less people and be able to be more involved. One-on-one calls, office hours, all of those kind of things. You know, there's only 24 hours in a day, and I have to sleep six of them. So at least that's what I've been told. That's what my son says. Gotta sleep more, Dad. Anyway, go over and check it out. I can't imagine a better time when you're stuck at home, become a better coach. I always tell my guys, I expect you to get better at your craft than I'm gonna get better at my craft. That's one of the reasons I do all these podcasts. All right, Coach, you look like you have a headache. Did I give you a headache with our off air talk before?
You always do. You always stress me out.
I'm sorry. You'll be fine. Okay. All right. What are we talking about today?
We're moving into the dribble drive. I thought last week our conversation with Flex was great. Dribble drive is a little bit more complex just because we'll talk about the reasons why of that, because there is some key things to be thinking about if you decide to select dribble drive. Do you want to start with, and how this works is just we talk about the pros, then we talk about the cons, and then we kind of just talk a little bit informally about it.
Oh, sure. I'll go first this week. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. So I like the strengths. So unlike last week, I think there's a lot of decision making that has to occur in the dribble drive, which I like. I like that it's attacking the rim too. So, you know, the players are making plays and they're attacking the rim, which can result in good things, can result in bad things too, but can result in good things because it's ability to score. I like that. I like the spacing of the post, especially when you have guards that can get in. Because in the dribble drive, it tends to be run with four outs a lot of time, with the block, the post being opposite where the ball is. That tends to be the way most dribble drives are run, which if you get in there and you do break your guy and you get around, who's going to step up tends to be that big guy. And then if you got somebody that can pass. So I think that's a real good pro. Obviously, a pro is if you have a team that can dribble. Like, I've had teams that couldn't have run dribble drive in a billion years because I had one guy on the court that could dribble. So obviously, the name dribble drive, you have to be able to handle the rock to be able to do it and have lots of guys that can handle the rock. So I think that's a pro, especially if you have guys that can dribble. What about you, Coach?
So I've never been like, I mean, I've had some teams I've tried with, but you really have to have guys that can play the game and put the ball on the floor. So plus is if you decide to select dribble drive as a core offense for you, you don't ultimately need a true point guard either then, because any four of those guys can bring the ball up and fill the spots, which I like. It's definitely nice for a team that that likes to run and gun, because you can easily transition from run and gun to dribble drive, which really creates wide spaces to get to the rim and distribute the ball. So if you're a run and gun team and you have those skill sets, it's very easy to transition in from transition offense to your base offense in the half court. If ran well, it's very tough to guard. Somebody that has high school coaches try to guard, it's really hard to, especially when they make that middle drive into the elbow and they have to help and recover to the kick out to the corner. That is a very tough drive for teams to cover. If you know what I'm talking about.
It really is.
It's like the hardest one to cover, the help and recover, because they've got to show, but you also have the opposite block guy, you know, waiting, you know, the mid post area, because if he covers and that guy's open, so if you can get the piece of the paint from into the elbow, I mean, that's a very tough one to do. The other thing I like too is if you have like a football player esque or somebody that's a really just good athlete physically and strong but cannot play the perimeter, I think that inside position is very, very effective for
them. If you got this big mongoose, it could.
Yeah, like, and the worst part
is you got big country underneath, you're good.
You got big country, but like every year with this team that was in our conference where I was coaching high school, they would always seem to have a second or first team all-conference guy, because all the other four guards would be able to attack the rim. He'd get rebounds and dump downs because like those, some of those hard drives where you have to help recover, he would just be in the right place at the right time.
So I think what we were talking about last week with the flex is kind of positionless basketball. All these are a little bit positionless basketball. This one's not quite as much. I mean, I guess you can run dribble drive with five out, but most of the time you have to have some sort of – he can put a guard down there or something too, I think. Any other strengths for you that you think on that?
The one thing I do remember too is that
drawing fouls I think is a big one.
It's a great way to create a post isolation for a good post player inside too. Right. When you already have those spacing and so forth, if that guy is a good post player, to create post isolations for him as well. So it's kind of a mixture of both worlds. You immediately sets you up for a post isolation. If there's a good skip across from the dribble drive and you got that guy, you can come seal. So that does create some opportunities if you got a nice post player inside that inside position, where I feel like that could be also a very big strength for you. So you get the inside out plus post touches inside if you have that type of player.
Right, I agree. What about weaknesses? I'll let you go first on weaknesses. I always feel like I take some of yours or you take some of mine. It's one of those things.
That's just normal. You know, I think lack of screening. I think players often get stagnated and standing. Ball movement is not always the greatest. All players that are in the perimeter have to be skilled. You have to be either willing to or understand that you might give up the basketball a lot more and turnovers, higher turnover rate.
I think they over dribble. That's one of the reasons I don't like just pure dribble drive There's a tendency to over dribble. So we literally have gone to the polar opposites where you can run the flex and never dribble. And then we've gone to the dribble drive, which is you can dribble all the time. Like, so I'm just saying, I think that's a weakness, especially because these kids are watching all the N1s and all the YouTubes and all that kind of stuff, that they can over dribble on this. So as the coach, you got to rein them in a little bit on that. That is one of the big things. I like the lack of screening is an issue. Similar to what we'll talk about next week when we do read and react. spacing can be an issue too a little bit with this. The one thing about the flex, the swing, the spacing tends to be pretty good. Spacing and reads can kind of be hard on the dribble drive, especially for high school kids. You know, not getting as many threes either. I know the read and react has adjusted a little bit to that now that they've worked on the drive, pivot, kick process. Right. So it has moved a little bit in that respect. But I think that one of that my biggest pet peeve with it is kids over dribble.
You know, and I think you have to have smart players, because if you have players that over dribble, they're just running into grass and dribbling through hands. And a lot of times those turnovers aren't like turnovers where you're feeding the post for a nice high percentage shot. It's a turnover that leads to a transition basket. So it's a lost possession and a score for the other team. That's one thing that makes me a little bit nervous when using the dribble drive, is right. that it does a lot of those turnovers turn into opportunities for the other team.
I agree. All right. Anything else with the weaknesses?
Nope.
All right.
And then I thought, well, this would be a cool way to end with full timeout is what's one way you would defend the dribble drive then for a full timeout this week?
Ooh, that's a good question. I actually did that. And we beat Middleton when they had 2D1 guys.
And I've done that with, and I've won games against teams that have been really good dribble drive too. So I'm just wondering if you've done.
You got to really work on your pack, and you really got to, I mean, we worked on it. We took the two big guys, the drive away from the two big, because high school doesn't tend to have four guys that can really take you off the dribble. So what we did was we cheated off those two that were the ones that we were really worried about. And then played a lot of pack, played a lot of like close out and try to get them to shoot those mid-range jumpers that we wanted rather than getting to the rack. Yeah. How did you do it?
I be honest with you, I ran a zones.
That's interesting.
Like,
okay.
Like a 3-2 zone with high and low screens variations. And a lot of times
drive teams don't like that because all of a sudden you took away their
clear path of what they're always doing. And then another thing I would do is I would pick up their point guard right away. And so a lot of times good dribble drive teams like to get that ball in the outlet quickly so they can get moving. A lot of the dribble drive teams are transitional teams. So any way you can slow them down, whether it's a trap, a zone, and so forth, is an effective way to do it. Again, I agree. If you can get a team to do some pack line defense and getting those mid-range jump shots, definitely creates a little bit of havoc as well.
I agree. All right. Till next week, coach.
Yep.
Hey, everybody. If you like the podcast, make sure you subscribe, like, leave a review, jump up and down, run around your house, whatever you need to do. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.